From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain announced an unprecedented plan Saturday to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call for new local election, using previously untapped constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. In a televised address, Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont called Prime Minister Rajoy's plans to replace him and his cabinet an attempt to humiliate Catalonia and an attack on democracy.
The Spanish government, with the support of the Socialist Party and Citizens Party, has undertaken the worst attack on the institutions and people of Catalonia since the decrees of the military dictator Francisco Franco abolishing the Generalitat of Catalonia.
In response to Rajoy's measures, protesters wrapped in red and yellow Catalan flags flooded the streets of central Barcelona on Saturday, holding up signs calling for freedom. At least 54 policemen, including 20 officers and 34 conscripts, were killed when a raid on a militant hideout southwest of Cairo, Egypt, was ambushed on Friday. Marissa Melton has the details.
The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Backed by armored personnel carriers and led by senior counterterrorism officers, the police contingent drew fire and rocket-propelled grenades. Officials said what happened next is not clear, but added that the force likely ran out of ammunition and that the militants captured several policemen and later killed them. The officials said the police force appeared to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could increase. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
For stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.